All Around Us by Reverend Clay Spronk. Assistant football coach at Nebraska. Quote, based on the Bible, homosexuality, the lifestyle of homosexuality, is a sin. Unquote. Below it is an article by Gene Wojciechowski for ESPN.com demanding the University of Nebraska fire coach Ron Brown. The article is worthy of some commentary. We read, Ron Brown confusing faith with rights. Let's say there is a gay running back on the Nebraska roster, and Ron Brown is his position coach. Now what? Think about that for a moment, and then think about Brown's very public stance against homosexuality. The Cornhuskers assistant coach recently testified in front of the Omaha-Nebraska City Council that gays, lesbians, and transgender people shouldn't receive anti-discrimination protection under a proposed ordinance. He is considering testifying on May 7 in front of the Lincoln City Council, which will conduct a public hearing on proposed legislation that would prohibit discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation or gender identity. None of this would matter if Brown were an ordinary citizen with an extraordinary belief in his interpretation of the Bible's position on homosexuality. That belief led him to compare the sponsors of the Omaha Ordinance to Pontius Pilate and to tell the Associated Press that, based on the Bible, homosexuality, the lifestyle of homosexuality, is a sin. But Brown isn't an ordinary citizen. But Brown isn't an ordinary citizen. He is a coach at a public university and for a revered football program whose reach stretches from Omaha to Scottsbluff. When he speaks, his words carry more power because of his association with Nebraska football. Brown, as well as Nebraska Athletic Director Tom Osborne, has said that Brown's city council testimony reflected only the assistant coach's personal views. But those views were made by an employee of a public university that receives 42% of its funding from the federal government and state appropriations. It is also a university that prides itself on inclusion, whose Office of Equity, Access, and Diversity programs features the school's non-discrimination statement. And there in that statement in boldface type, by the way, is this. It is the policy of the University of Nebraska-Lincoln not to discriminate based upon age, race, ethnicity, color, national origin, gender, sex, pregnancy, disability, sexual orientation, genetic information, veteran status, marital status, religion or political affiliation. Brown clearly doesn't support policies that provide anti-discrimination protection to gays and lesbians. And yet he represents that university as a football coach in one of the nation's most recognized programs? Meanwhile, Osborne declined any further comment. Multiple interview requests were made to Brown, who is on the road recruiting. An athletic department spokesperson said Brown wasn't likely to respond to those requests. Brown has said he speaks for himself and for those who believe the Bible has a non-negotiable stance on homosexuality. He has said that if those views result in his dismissal as a Cornhuskers coach, then so be it. Quote, to be fired for my faith would be a greater honor than to be fired because we didn't win enough games, unquote, he told the AP. So Brown would be a willing martyr. And if he continues to confuse faith with a person's fundamental right not to be discriminated against, then Perlman and Osborne should fire him. Because while his religious beliefs are his own and his opinions protected under the First Amendment, Brown remains a representative of a university whose core values stress the diversity of ideas and people. Brown has the absolute right to express his views, but at what point do those views bleed into the workplace? It's a small thing, but Brown's office voice message is proudly non-secular. And Nebraska head coach Bo Pelini has said that Brown discusses religion with his players, but, according to the AP, no team member has complained. But what does that mean exactly? That the players want Brown to continue mixing religion with football? or that they're reluctant to say anything in fear that it could affect their standing with a coach who controls their place on the depth chart? And what if there were a gay player on the Nebraska roster? Or what if one of the players Brown is trying to recruit this week is gay, or has a family member who, or friend who is gay? These are not unreasonable scenarios. Would you want to play for a coach who thinks God loves gays less than women or African Americans? Would you want to play for a coach who preaches compassion and love, but is willing to turn his back on a fellow human being because of that person's sexual orientation? Discrimination is discrimination. It isn't a buffet line where Brown can pick and choose who can be protected from it. It is repugnant in all forms. Whether he realizes it or not, Brown's supposed private stance has public and Nebraska football implications. His beliefs find their way back to his players, and the message is this: I've got your back, as long as you're not gay. End of reading. Mr. Wojciechowski's editorial is a sign of the swift decline of values in the United States. In the not-too-distant past, there were laws in this nation against sodomy. Coaches were expected to be against homosexuality, and few would probably have even blinked if a coach expelled a homosexual from his team. Society viewed this sin as so gross that it was hardly mentioned. An article was unlikely to be written about the subject, especially not by a sports writer. Times have changed. A national sports writer of no small renown calls for the firing of a coach who condemns homosexuality. Mr. Wojciechowski is not calling for mere toleration of homosexuality. Homosexuality is to be viewed as normal. It is as normal, according to Mr. Wojciechowski, to be a homosexual as it is to be white or black or male or female. Discrimination against a homosexual is as repugnant as discrimination against a handicapped person or a woman. Mr. Wojciechowski's attitude toward homosexuality is representative not only of society, but sadly also of many in the church. Mr. Wojciechowski does not indicate whether he is a member of a church, nor does he claim in his article to be a Christian. But he does criticize Coach Brown's interpretation of the Bible as condemning homosexuality. This indicates that Mr. Wojciechowski is aware that there are so-called church leaders whose interpretation is that the Bible does not condemn homosexuality. Those who openly condemn homosexuality are confronted with a society that views sodomy as normal and with the claim, from various sources, that the Bible does not condemn homosexuality. Therefore, those who hold to the repugnant belief that homosexuality is wrong should keep quiet, or else. Or else, in Coach Brown's case, means we will clamor for you to be fired. The attitude that homosexuality is normal and that condemnation of it is repugnant has and will have more implications for churches and believers who condemn homosexuality in other contexts. The intensifying cry is, keep quiet, or else. Two of Mr. Wojciechowski's wrong assumptions, which are commonly held also in the church today, need a response. First, something must be said about the belief of Mr. Wojciechowski, which he shares with many others today, that the Bible's teaching on homosexuality is open to interpretation, and, in their opinion, the best interpretation is that the Bible approves of homosexuality. The Bible's teaching on homosexuality is not open to interpretation. To interpret is to explain the meaning of words when the meaning is not immediately clear. No interpretation is needed to explain that Leviticus 18 verse 22 condemns homosexuality by calling it an abomination. No interpretation is needed either of Leviticus 20 verse 13. So abhorrent is the sin of homosexuality in the eyes of the Lord that, in the Old Testament economy, it was among the sins that demanded the death penalty. Romans 1 verse 26 through 27's meaning is also clear without interpretation. According to this passage, homosexuality is vile against nature, unseemly or shameful, and a sin God gives men and women over to as a punishment or penalty of their error, which was their due. To say these passages condemn homosexuality is not an interpretation, but a mere statement of what the Bible clearly reveals. Secondly, we comment on Mr. Wojciechowski's belief that condemnation of homosexuality is not compassionate or loving. Again, Mr. Wojciechowski would find many, even in the church, who agree with this position. Mr. Wojciechowski is concerned the gay players may be penalized in terms of playing time and position on the depth chart. But the issue of homosexuality is not about equal playing time on the football field, nor is it about equal pay in the business world or other less important matters. Since it is a sin, homosexuality has to do with a most serious issue indeed, the salvation of one's soul. Homosexuality is not an unpardonable sin, but impenitent homosexuals will be punished with eternal death. For Coach Brown to know this and say nothing would be unloving and even callous hatred for the souls of those gripped by the sin of homosexuality. Ironically, Mr. Wojciechowski and those in the church who claim they promote the love of homosexuals by tolerating the sin are actually promoting a cruel policy of hatred. By preaching against sin, including homosexuality, the true church brings the gospel of forgiveness through Jesus Christ and lovingly calls sinners to repentance. Condemning homosexuality is not the same as saying God loves gays less than other people, just as condemning murder does not mean God loves murderers less than other people. God loves all his people. His love was shown in Christ's death for all his people. By his death, Christ paid for the sins of all kinds of people, homosexuals included. But that is not all God's love accomplishes. The powerful love of God calls and brings sinners out of their sins in the way of repentance. By speaking the truth, Coach Brown may be used by God to bring a homosexual player to repentance, to the saving of his soul. Coach Brown is willing to lose his job for that possibility. That's love.